Hello and welcome back to Camp and Cast React. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
And we are back with season 3, the final season of Star Wars The Bad Batch. It's been a little bit. It's been...
How long has it been? I don't know.
About a year and a bit? Or just... Season two was last year, I'm pretty sure.
Season two finished on the 29th of March last year.
Indeed. So yeah, we've actually got the final season pretty quick because we went to Star Celebration not long after, and I went into the Bad Batch panel and heard all of them talking about the things that happened. Yes, we've got a bit of a previously here, but this one's called Confined, which makes sense. But yeah, we ended on a bit of an Empire Strikes Back note, which, you know, does make sense.
The Empire is indeed striking back.
Yes. Indeed. We lost multiple members of the team in different ways. But hopefully there's some of them we can get back. But let's have a look. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Well, that's a good way to.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've seen the trailer at Celebration, which they never actually put out, I don't think.
No.
And the one they did. Tom's seen one trailer, Chris has seen none.
Mm-mm. I forgot about that creepy doctor.
Yeah, Hemlock. Cody? Mayday. That was such a great episode. Mm-hmm. And this was not that, you dumbass.
Yeah.
That piece of music is probably going to be on my top 10 for emotional when we do that list. Mm-hmm. Music's awesome already.
I forgot about this. I only remembered the death of Tech. I didn't remember the whole Omega.
That's how the episode starts, and then the episode ends with that. It's a lot.
Oh.
Le Chatel.
Wayland?
Wide. Possibly.
Yeah, Wayland.
Yeah.
Oh, the stupid beak helmets are here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Chris, for you, Bode from Star Wars Jedi, if you remember him,
yeah,
was the same guy who voiced Admiral Rampart.
Oh, nice.
It went down.
And a villager in Tales of the Jedi.
Oh.
And he's in the Young Jedi Adventures, but I'll stop talking now. He's in Cantel Obscure. That's pretty cool. There are.
Or if there's something valuable. No, I guess that's one way of keeping a planet defended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to know that Wayland is significantly more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpected. Witty.
Oh, we also found out that she apparently has a sister.
That was a thing, yes.
There we are.
More of a hostage.
Yeah. They were so slightly different.
I don't know that she is a hostage. I think the aim was to get her.
No, it wasn't. It was to get her to make Nala say cooperate.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
So she is a hostage.
She's helping, because she can, but that's not why she's here. Is that another clone lady, or...? Okay, yeah, these are all... maybe not. Oh. And there's other clones as well. Are they all female clones, or...? Hopefully they don't know. She's on the accelerated program and everything.
Clones making clones.
mean, if you want to be efficient.
Yeah.
It's like droids making droids. No, mm-hmm. Machines making machines.
Yes, they're about. Look at them. I saw that little mouse droid.
Little mouse droid. It's strange.
My affection for mouse droids has gone up dramatically ever since the mouse droid short story in From a Certain Point of View.
Mm-hmm.
The one where Tarkin was maybe gay.
Indeed. Nope.
This has been deleted.
I think other people, or is it Zillabeasts, or...?
I suspect it's Rise of Skywalker.
I mean, yeah, but, like, who are they experimenting on?
Well, maybe they are just literally making his clones.
Yeah, true.
Then trying to get a...
All sensitive clones are difficult to create.
Yeah, just doing it from the start.
Oh, we're going to get to see inside the vault. That's nice. Hello, guys.
That's a lot of lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the commandos are going in there.
Oh, my boy Scorch.
No. Yeah, old beasties. Hounds.
The lurker hounds. They keep the monsters at bay.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum. That doesn't seem like a good tray for their jaw
Such
type.
Such a jaw, yeah.
Does Empire care?
No. Oh, my shift's over. Guess I'll come back.
What's she got in her lunchbox?
Getting some hay.
Cookies. She's stealing some hay to hide under her cookies. Mm-hmm. She can make herself a doll. A voodoo doll.
Yeah. Batcher.
Yeah.
Like the Bad Batch. Yeah.
Indeed.
She's befriending one of them.
Mm-hmm. They look like chicken nuggets. Wow.
A little bit, yeah.
Quickly.
He did.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah,
interesting. They've got all these
big pads.
Yeah, they've got these. Yeah, they slide them in to do stuff with associated things, and then they pull them back out.
Stop someone without one.
Being able doing to anything. Quite smart. Of course, if you still want to know how to work, it means you have access to even more stuff than normal. I am kind of excited to see more two of these two bonding. Never give up. Never give in.
Never back down, never what?
I thought she was brushing her teeth.
It's like the sink's over there.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Didn't see quite how many marks that was.
Oh, she's still got some chicken nuggets left. Oh, she's making a doll.
She's making a new,
rabbit doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh.
5, 10, 15, 20, 21. 3 weeks.
21 days.
I mean, that's not a long time, but that's a long time.
3 EY.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
not working.
Successful.
Mm-hmm.
What are they adding into it? That looks like evil blood.
Palpatine's.
How much Palpatine's blood do they have?
Palpatine, well, it might be like a tiny bit of his mix or something else.
Palpatine is a serial donor. He's been donating for years for charitable causes.
Got massive banks of his blood ready.
Yeah.
How wet my rise is complete.
Oh, that's a lot more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 30 by 5, 300. 300 days, nearly, or roughly.
Hair's grown out.
Hair's grown. So no, that's a whole year. That's... f- for a real aging person who's that age, a year's quite a lot to grow, actually.
It really seems like they're just brute forcing this.
Yeah, they are. Going through the same motions every day. And it certainly looks like on the outside Omega's just going with it now, but... but maybe she's just pretending.
Yes, good. Consume the kibble. Oh, I bet you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Got attacked. A9, he deals with the doggos.
The kennel droid's not programmed to look after the dogs.
Nope. Just to make sure they get
Empire
fed.
Empire is special.
He's not even making sure they get fed. She's doing that.
True.
Empire is special.
Mm-hmm. He's just...
he's not going to like that. It's going to hurt as well.
Most annoying thing with pets when they hurt themselves and they're like, how dare you try and do this to me, I was fine before. No buddy, I'm trying to help.
Well, there's the crux of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he's telling her to leave and leave him. Because, one, he feels guilty, and two, he thinks that he wants her to get out. Even if that costs him.
The dripping tap again.
Are we going to see another... we may potentially see another temp time slip. It's really effective use of that wheel to
represent the passage of time.
They keep calling it a centrifuge, but it does not seem to be like properly.
Oh, it's spinning. Spinning very closely. I mean, what's it going to do? Incite revolution?
It's instilling a sense of individualism, and that cannot be allowed.
Sure.
Not in my empire.
You're right, Tom. Emery starts with those first two letters of empire. She's in on it.
She's secretly a servant of Darth Jar Jar. Mm. It sounded like she made progress and she's being punished for it.
She made progress, but it wasn't good enough progress. Yeah.
Welcome to the Empire, where any progress is punished unless it's exceptional.
Bitcha!
Oh no!
Not the stick. Squash him.
Oh dear.
The revolution starts today. Run, betcha. Run. That's like the fox and the hound.
Yep.
You got to go. Oh, you're about to be grabbed on the shoulder. Not quite. Grabbed on the shoulder.
Oh no.
We're just going to leave the droid there.
Yep.
Yeah, she brought the doll back.
Small bits of
a sign. It's a sign of something.
It's a small sign of resistance.
It is. And at least for now, Betcha's alive. It's the shuttle.
I'm really curious as to what's in the shuttle.
Yep. And what's beyond the wall?
It's the new game from Lucasfilms. What's in the shuttle? What's in shuttle number one?
That was
a bunch of dead bodies.
Yeah. Well, apparently they survived the crash, so I guess maybe not. That was I see why they at least did two episodes. I imagine we'll see why they've done three. But yeah, because as great as that episode is, that's a slow burn of an episode.
I think they might be doing Omega and Crosshair and then the others.
So I'm wondering if this episode's going to do with the rest of the batch, or if these first three are going to be Omega and Crosshair trying to escape and get back out, and then we maybe go back and see what the others were doing whilst this was happening, or maybe this episode is what the others are doing whilst they were there, and then the next episode combines the two. I guess we'll see. But yeah, wow, so she's been there nearly a real-life year. That is quite a time. Quite a time skip. A lot of happened in the Empire within that time. Clones will, I imagine, be like completely phased out by this point. I imagine the clones will have been like 100% phased out at this point.
Yeah, you'll probably also begin to see the switching of ships.
Yes.
Oh, we might even get like a Clone Wars proportion Imperial Star Destroyer. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
If we see that. But it may be too early still for that. I don't know.
Indeed. Indeed. But yeah, definitely made some improvements with Crosshair. He was definitely speaking more as another kind of like, albeit very grouchy, but more like a father figure towards the end. You know, he's like, well, what's your primary objective? So focus on that. And then abandon me here, which, you know, we're listening less to, but still, it's the way of him talking to her changed. Emery clearly as well, maybe softened a little, the first signs of rebellion, perhaps. Or just compassion, maybe. And yeah, cloning, clearly what they're doing, definitely trying to get M counts up and stuff for Palpatine, and they are having some progress.
It's M counts is almost certainly Midichlorians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was never 100%. In doubt. But yeah, what's beyond the wall?
It's interesting to think one of these failed clones is Rey's dad. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe we see Rey's dad?
Maybe. Or that would explain who the subjects are that are not clones. That they keep talking about, that we're transferring the samples to. And perhaps Omegas would be much more likely to bond, and that's why Nala Se keeps destroying it, because we know that she was the Kaminoans' like final secret weapon sort of thing.
and we didn't really find out why. Obviously, we had when season one came around all the rumors of, oh, maybe they did make a force sensitive clone, and I think we've moved past that, but perhaps there is something in there that would mean that her blood would be more likely to accept the M countness or something. Or it's just because it's pure strand cloning DNA, it would be better. Hemlock's as chilling as ever. Going to spend some time with Omega, just trying to do her best to keep her positivity in the face of all the difficult stuff that's going on.
All the darkness.
Indeed. Yeah, okay. We'll leave this one here. Looking forward to the next one, which thankfully we can watch right now. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are those here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.